This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. A dismissed lawsuit against Cirrus Aircraft and Teledyne Continental by the family of a pilot who apparently flew himself into rising terrain is back on. The latest nuisance fees added by the airlines are holiday surcharges of up to $30 per ticket. American, United, Delta, Northwest, and Continental have all raised fares for the holidays. The U.S. Navy says the medical personnel of Training Squadron 28 have positively identified human remains in the wreckage of a T-34C as those of Lieutenant John Joseph Houston. He disappeared on a training flight October 28th. Boeing held a groundbreaking Friday for a new Dreamliner assembly plant at North Charleston, South Carolina. The FAA held its own groundbreaking ceremony last week for a new research park dedicated to exploring and advancing next-gen technologies. Airbus Military says all four Europrop International TP400 turboprop engines on the A400M transport prototype were run simultaneously for the first time last Wednesday. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt says that while unmanned aerial vehicles will one day be sharing the national airspace system, they're not yet ready to enter the world of see and avoid. Flight attendants celebrated Saturday's 20th anniversary of the federal ban on smoking aboard airliners with a call for tighter restrictions on the size of carry-on bags. And a Cincinnati TV reporter has mimicked USA Today's notorious November 3rd GA attack story. Brendan Keefe of WCPO TV, Channel 9, even found a fresh new way to mislead his viewers about the level of activity at a local GA airport. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains the physiology of flying after dark. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.